Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, June 1st. The grains closed mixed with July corn down a penny and a half at 592.5, but the December corn wound up closing up 8.25 cents at 530. July wheat up 16.5 cents at 610.75, and July beans up 29.75 cents at 1329.5. Obviously, the weather is certainly pushing up new crop prices. November beans were up 22, as I mentioned. East corn was up 8.25. Obviously, even though we've had a few showers around, you know, there's no general rains. These are just pop-up storms. If you're under one, you get an inch to two of rain. If you're on the fringes, you get maybe a tenth to a half an inch of rain. But we're in pretty dry conditions out here. A good part of the Midwest is in a drought situation right now. So I think the market's taking heed of that and pushing prices higher. Add to that the comments by the Russians this morning that they could cancel the grain deal because apparently there's been attacks on one of their coasts. And, you know, is it another Russian ploy to sell wheat at higher prices? Who knows? I don't know why the July corn broke so much off its highs. It closed 13.5 off its highs. December only closed about 5 off its highs. So I'm not sure what really pounded July corn out here. Maybe the near-term forecasts, you know, putting in a little rain in the 11 to 15 day maybe spooked the market a little bit out here. But funds could be covering some of their short corn out here. Overall, the market, you know, looks a lot better today than it did yesterday morning. We've rallied the corn over 30 cents from yesterday's lows, the wheat over 40 cents, the beans well over 50 cents off the lows. So it's been a nice comeback. We were able to get some more corn sold here today. We recommended selling a small bit of new crop corn at 534. That did get filled. So, you know, we're just trying to look for places to sell some rallies out here. We'll have to see if the Saudis take any U.S. wheat. It would look doubtful, but who knows. You know, the 11 to 15 day putting in a few more showers out there, you know, I think you got to take it with a grain of salt. The 11 to 15 day haven't been very accurate for months on months. So I think traders pretty well discount that. But the 6 to 10 day looks pretty dry out here. We get a little cool next week, apparently. Maybe a high of 67 one day and 71 the next day. But no real moisture in the forecast out here. So overall, you know, these were decent closes, particularly on new crop. And meal was up $8, oil up 166 ticks. The dollar is down 78 ticks at 103.46. So we had, you know, some good news out here. We crude up $2 a barrel. So it was all helpful. And hopefully it'll lead to higher prices tomorrow to finish out the week. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.